Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul, including live prayer, live teaching, altar call, and then assigning you a daily task. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And our fired up topic for today is show them your extraordinary. Show them your extraordinary. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in to Morning Motivation with me, because you don't need to miss this hot breakfast. Number one, you can call in live at 7 a.m. Eastern to 323-870-4180. Number two, you can tune in live online from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. You just go to feelthefire.com, and when you're on the homepage, you will see a radio player there. All you do is just click the button, you know, to start it, and you can still go about doing whatever you're doing, and you'll be able to listen to me teaching live right from your cell phone. But if you miss me live, then number three, follow the podcast so that the recording of each day's teaching will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, which will also include today's teaching, and you'll be able to listen to it as many times as you want. You can forward the text to others to bless their day by sharing the word on Morning Motivation and re-listen. So that's how you tune in. Make sure you set your reminder to do so, because this word, this hot breakfast, it is for you. All right, I am in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Reading from the KJV. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him, meaning God, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now listen to who you are again. But ye are a chosen generation. Everyone say chosen. A royal priesthood, say royal, and holy nation, say holy, a peculiar people, say I am peculiar, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you and called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me wherever you are. Show them your extraordinary. Now make it personal to you. I want you to say, show them my extraordinary. Praise the Lord. Refuse to be an average person living a mediocre or plain life when God has chosen you for more. In today's scripture, we see the description of who we are. First of all, a chosen. Think about that word, a chosen generation. In other words, we're not just some people walking around aimlessly with no purpose or destiny, but we are chosen. That means God picked us. Remember how when you were kids, you would play sports, softball or kickball, you know, or baseball, whatever it is that you love to play, and you're just playing with your friends in the neighborhood, and then what would happen? They would have to choose you, right? They would pick you. And what they usually do is pick the stronger players first. You are a chosen generation. This is just how God has done for us. He has chosen us, picked us out by name. A royal priesthood. We're talking about show them your extraordinary. This means that we have royalty in our DNA. We have royalty in our pedigree because we are king's kids, and incorporated within that is the authority, the power, the jurisdiction, and then the benefits and blessings of royalty. Then it said, a holy nation. Without holiness, you see, no man or woman shall see God in peace. We shall all see him, because it is appointed unto us after we die to see the Lord in judgment over our lives, but we want to see him in peace. So then we are holy people, sanctified people, set aside for the master's use, and finally, a peculiar people, a strange people in a positive way. This is what encompasses our extraordinary. So I was speaking with my son yesterday as I was flying back from St. Louis, and thank you for all who prayed for me, even at our Church of God in Christ National Convocation or Assembly. For those who don't know what that is, I showed them my extraordinary. And so I was speaking with my son, who is enlisting in the Air Force, and he's in that process right now. Well, my son is 21 years old. Now, when he graduated from high school, he had taken the ASVAB, which is the entrance exam you take to go into the military. And the highest composite score possible is a 98 or 99. My son made a 95 without studying, 95, just went in and took it, highest overall score, 95. And on the ACT, the highest score being the 36, you know, to go into college, my son made a 32, and he never studied. And he made a 32. So in the top, you know, 5th percentile of the nation. Well, now, fast forward, he's 21. He's been out of school 3 years. And I'm sorry, he went straight to Auburn University from high school. So he's in Auburn. I'm excited. He's majoring in international marketing and dual languages because he speaks Spanish fluently. And he's also a double major in Mandarin. So he's doing well. Then all of a sudden, he decides to start making these wayward choices, and he leaves school. He leaves Auburn, and he's just kind of out there aimlessly, if you will, flapping in the wind. Now, if you would ask him, he would say, oh, he had some kind of plan. It was to find himself. Well, if you know, when you're finding yourself, sometimes that's not really a plan at all, and that's where he was. So thank the Lord, through much prayer and supplication, he's now come back to himself, and he's decided to enlist in the Air Force. Well, all of that extraordinary that he showed or exhibited 3 years ago is no longer applicable, because if your ASVAB score is more than 2 years old, they can't take it. So he went to the recruiter, and they're giving him all these things he has to do and he has to bring in, and he's telling them the scores, and he's not getting the same response as he did when he graduated, because then he was thinking about, you know, going into ROTC, and I had reached out to several colleges, and just from his scores alone, the ROTCs were clamoring over him and willing to give him a ROTC scholarship as well, which he didn't need because of the GI Bill, but they wanted him
But guess what? Now your scores are no good. And the recruiter said to him, well, you did that straight out of high school. You know, we need you. You got to take it again. Because now you've been out of school 3 years. We don't even know if you have that same ability. So I was talking to my son, and we don't have about 15 minutes, but stay here with me because I'm taking you somewhere. And he was a little despondent because he thought he was just going to walk in the door and they were going to clamor over him like they did previously. But that wasn't happening. So I was encouraging him, and I said to him, son, when you go in to take this test on Friday, show them you're extraordinary. And that just caught him. It did something to him. It encouraged him, and he caught hold of that. I said, because right now, they only see you as ordinary, someone who, from all perspectives, had it all and then just left school. So to them, you are the stereotypical young man who is entitled, who is unappreciative walking in. And then I added to that, not just the stereotypical young man, but a stereotypical black male who just threw some things away, and now you're coming in here as a last resort. But I remind you of who you are. I remind you that you did that without even studying. You walked in and did it. This is who you are. I said, so if you want them to treat you differently, you got to walk in there and show them you're extraordinary. Don't just make a 95. Make higher this time. And he said, all right, Mom, I can do that. This is what I want to encourage you in today. When you are going into work today, show them your talents and gifting. Show them the chosen part of you. Show them the royalty of you. Show them the holiness of you. And show them how you are peculiar. When you are going into school today, don't just make B's, make A's. Show them you're extraordinary. In your home and in every interaction that you have today, let them see who you are. Study to show yourself approved. Perfect your craft. Whatever your talent is, whatever your business is, whatever your hobby is, whatever your anointing is, put in the time so that you are evolving into being above mediocre, not because maybe you can do it, but because extraordinary is in your DNA. Extraordinary is already in you. Show them you're extraordinary, and that's when you'll get a different response. Don't be timid. Don't be afraid. Don't be a coward. Don't live beneath your calling. Don't live beneath your blessing. Don't live beneath the talents and skills which God has placed in you. Don't worry if they call you a goody two-shoes. Don't worry if they say he or she thinks he or she is better than everyone else. You are chosen. Show them you're extraordinary. Our time is almost run. Let's go into prayer. Just praise the Lord. Say, I am extraordinary. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise because there is extraordinary in us. We are chosen, Father. We are royalty. Lord, hallelujah. We are holy and we are peculiar. And when we receive that and live it, that allows us to show forth the praises of you, the glory of you, who called us out of darkness into this marvelous, wonderful light. Help us, Lord, to show forth our extraordinary, to show them our extraordinary, to show ourselves our extraordinary, because greatness is in us, greatness is in us, greatness is in us, royalty is in our DNA. We have authority, we have power, we have jurisdiction to speak forth things, to call not those things which are not, as though they were. The power of life and death rests in our tongue. If we will show them our extraordinary, if we will live extraordinary, speak extraordinary. extraordinary plan and strategize for extraordinary. No more mediocrity. No more living average. We are extraordinary. We are extraordinary. We are extraordinary. No matter how short, how tall, how little, how big, no matter our socioeconomic status, no matter our race, no matter what side of the tracks we came from, no matter if our parents are incarcerated, on drugs, no matter what our backstory is, it does not change the fact that we are extraordinary. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening right now that you bless them, Lord. Father, help them to find out who they are, as I've just described to them. Help them to internalize this teaching so that they go forth today and show them they're extraordinary. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Say, I am extraordinary. Very quickly, because our time is on, I'm going to do the altar call and then the prayer. I'm sorry, then assign you your task. Keep on praising God for your extraordinary today. This is how you expand your territory, by being extraordinary. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Pin up my sin. I ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone say, I thank you, Lord, for being extraordinary. Now, our topic for today is show them you're extraordinary. Your task for today is to do everything higher than average. Remember, go to the website, feeldefire.com, FEELDFIRE.com, to hear the recording, to share this with others, and to get the instructions to follow the podcast. I'll see you in the morning. Royalty and extraordinary are in your DNA. You better show it today.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's gonna